I'm gonna do this. I'm doing this in 10-minute increments. So okay, so that yeah. So DNR is yeah. I mean, I've had the same experiences with DNR as far as getting data is concerned, and in a timely and it's two things. It's twofold. It's the timely nature of the data and the quality of the data. Mm-hmm. Both of those are still lacking.
In many
departments. I'm not going to say in some departments they have really good data. I mean, some, but I would say when it comes to the injection well thing, the you know, it just seems like we're so far behind in what we know, and yet the notion that we're going to permit 5 in Brookfield when we don't even understand the ones that we have, like, mm-hmm. what are we doing here? And that seems to be, a big, what would be the things you wish you knew when you saw that legal notice that you know now?
Well, there's not a lot that would have really, I think no matter what, it would have gone through.
Yeah.
Because unless, you know, you have the time and money to fight it, you know, because there's only one place to fight it, and that's Columbus. I think no matter how much I knew, it was going in.
Right. Did you ever mention this with your state reps? I don't know who your state reps.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Who was your state rep?
Sean O'Brien.
Okay.
Did show up here, and right. he talked to us. I try to give him the benefit of the doubt a little, but sometimes it just, you know, it's a bag of wind.
Sean, a Democrat or Republican?
Ooh, I think he's Democrat.
Yeah.
You know, I try not to even pay attention a lot of times to Democrat, Republican.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because it's gotten just too crazy.
With you.
Yeah. Where do you stand on the issues?
Right.
That's my biggest thing.
Right.
Although everybody around here likes to call me a snowflake.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, he's at least been around.
Right.
I ended up talking to Tim Ryan's office.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, he's more on the federal level.
Yeah.
But I said, you know, this goes. I said, you know, when you're in your committees and things, don't forget about it. I mean, try to bring it up. Try to push. You know, you know, a strong environmental stance and thing, because this stuff's hurting us. And right. I truthfully thought he wasn't listening, you know, because, again, I didn't get to talk to him. But when I had trouble when they put up the second rig, I ended up contacting his office because I couldn't get through to the airport to find out whether they had been permitted to put up the rig with the airport, because there's all kinds of hoops they have to jump through for that. And it was right after I contacted his office, probably about an hour later, I got a call back from the airport.
Ryan's office.
I contacted Ryan's office saying I can't get through on their emergency number or anything.
Mm-hmm.
About an hour later, the airport calls me.
Because it's a federal property, right?
Yes, right. Yes.
So he has some standing there.
But I was like, dang, I thought he wasn't listening.
Right. Have you heard about HB 578?
I was going to say, because again, bad enough, but that's the one where they're trying to ban fracking.
No, HB 578 is actually a bill that's just coming down the pipe. Teresa Mills, who we were at that
meeting. Okay, yeah.
Well, it's she put out a notice about it. Basically, it's designed to monetize and give back to communities some percentage of the revenue that comes in from out-of-state waste. So I guess, and to me, I would ask you as a resident of, you're Vienna, right?
Yes.
And as a neighbor of this injection well that services largely Pennsylvania, how do you think that your community receiving a cut from the amount of waste coming in and out of state would affect what goes on here? Would that deter the amount of stuff coming in, or would it just promote? What do you think? How do you feel about that HB 578 from your
perspective? I I don't think it would deter the amount because, well, PA doesn't want it.
PA can't process. They don't have injection wells, right? They're talking about it, but they.
So this is kind of their only option,
right?
So I don't really know if we would keep the flow down. And I don't know if it would be that big of a chunk out of oil and gas, you know, their pocket.
No.
Well,
it wouldn't be an additional fee. It would be part of the current revenue stream.
Yeah.
Some of it would be carved out and given directly back to the city of Vienna.
I think the attitude would kind of be, you know what, you're here, you're dumping your stuff. Mm-hmm. We deserve that. Mm-hmm. I mean, our township could benefit, you know, from the, I mean, we're getting cut all the time.
Right.
We can use some more officers. We're short about 3 officers on our police department.
Right.
You know, we always need equipment and whatnot for our fire department.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the school board.
Oh, you are.
We need a new school.
Right.
So, I mean, we could use the money, but at the same time, you know what, for what you've done to us, yeah, I'd want compensated
mm-hmm.
for that. At the same time, I'd rather you were gone. You know, I think we deserve the money since you're here and you've already done it.
Right.
But you still need to leave. And I think that would still be the attitude of most people.
Really?
Yeah, because they do. They see us as
a waste dump.
Dumping ground. And, right. you know, we're sick of it. We're just...
Right.
You know, we feel like we don't matter.
Right.
You know, like I said, we want a nice community. We would like to see maybe little shops or things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, we wouldn't mind, you know, even a drive-through restaurant or see traffic pick up at the airport. That would be fun. We don't want to be a garbage dump.
Right, right. And it's and not just that, but another state's oil and gas is garbage and dump.
Somebody else's garbage.
Right, right. And so, I mean, also, you know, the whole... So it's a whole subject of, you know, characterizing this waste, like what's in it. I mean, that's really bad. We're really behind on that. So it must cross your mind that, like, do they even know the chemistry of the stuff that they're dumping in? Like, chances are there's some level of radioactivity in it. Maybe nothing crazy, mm-hmm. but the cumulative effect of that many barrels going into the same site. I mean, that has to be on your radar on some level.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, I think it's, again, it kind of comes up as more of a concern to me being, you know, right next to it and really thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people kind of, you know, I get back, well, it's just brine, it's just salt water.
Who says that to you? The state?
There's some, well, the company itself.
Oh, well, yeah, the company doesn't say that, but I mean, who else does say that?
But there's people that believe it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the trucks only do, so, you know, just brine across the side of it. It's like, oh, what's, you know, the big deal with that?
Right.
Well, because they're not, you know, it takes a lot. Some people takes a little more to convince. Some people will never be convinced because, what, you know, why would they want to hurt us? They also believe, oh, it's providing jobs or...
Mm-hmm.
You know, that could be disputed too.
Right. Oh, of course.
And I don't know. Sometimes maybe it's just hard for people to believe that they would dump something like that.
The companies are malicious.
And yes, right. I mean that malicious.
Right.
I mean, you know, the companies are always out for their buck, but to think that somebody would want to do that to another. To other people.
Right.
You know, you don't want to believe that.
Well, they're also going to say, whatever we dump, we're not really dumping, we're injecting. It'll never come in contact with whatever you interact with, so don't worry about it. That's what they're going
to
say.
Yeah, well, they love to say that our thick cement walls, you know, right.